On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and time now to take two, our series on people reinventing themselves through their work. This morning, NPR's Ketzel Levine profiles a politician who is now unemployed.
Though certainly not unemployable, you don't spend 26 years on Capitol Hill and have to polish up your resume. Tom Daschle's biggest career challenge will be finding work that remotely compares with the heady power of his last job.
This is Meet the Press with Jim Russert.
With us, the Democratic leader of the United States Senate, Tom Daschle of South Dakota.
During his tenure with the Senate, Tom Daschle commanded attention and led his party through the impeachment trial of a president, unimaginable acts of terror, and the country at war. All that intensity is gone now.
Everyone seems to be calling this race for John Thune, waiting for the call from Tom Daschle.
4 months ago, when the people of South Dakota chose a new senator, Tom Daschle lost his job.
Were you pretty taken aback when you didn't win the election?
I was. I was so confident that we were going to win. People would ask, what happens if you lose? And I really meant it when I said, we're not going to lose.
This is a difficult morning, and I don't want anybody in this room to feel angry or sad, because all of those challenges that motivated us to do what we wanted to do in elective office are still out there.
Those challenges may have to wait a while. Tom Daschle doesn't know what he wants to do. It's an enviable dilemma, so many doors open to him, so many people wanting him to choose their door.
I want to be involved in nonprofits. I want to be involved in education. I want to be involved in business. I want to be involved politically.
He wants to be involved in health care, renewable energy, international economic policy, and he's talking with think tanks like the Center for American Progress, law firms like Alston Bird, and investment firms like HL Capital. But you'd never expect all these goings-on if you'd spent an hour in his uncannily quiet home office. So quiet, you can hear the ticking of the clock. There are no trappings of power. This could be any well-appointed den, but for a few clues.
The only thing that I have that means a lot to me is my friend Ted Kennedy gave me a bust of his brother that inspires me. And so I keep it here as a reminder why it was I got into politics in the first place.
Senator Daschle is once again asking himself, what do I do next and why? It's the kind of introspection you'd imagine at such a turning point, which the soft-spoken senator admits is a test.
This isn't the future that I had asked for, and I thought I'd have 6 more years as leader and as senator. That isn't what happened, and so now I'm being tested. Well, can I come back, and can I land on my feet and do the kinds of things that I want to do, and I'm going to prove that I can.
It used to take 150 staffers to manage Tom Daschle's day. Now, for the first time in a decade, he is largely going it alone.
I joke now that I get out and I'm going to go somewhere, and it takes me a while to realize I'm in the back seat, and I've got to get in the front seat and drive, because for 10 years, that's what you did. You jumped in the back seat, and you don't even have to tell them where you're going, because they know where you're going, and now I drive myself, and I've got to get there on time. I've got to find a parking place.
Without a press secretary to tell him our interview is over, Tom Daschle is late for his next appointment, a meeting with people from the Council on Foreign Relations, which he has to drive to now. Behind the wheel of his discreet but handsome new car, he muscles his way down K Street, steering wide of the lobbying firms along the way. He's had no shortage of career advice, though one idea has stuck. Know the difference between busyness and accomplishment, and live with the discomfort of the unknown.
Not feel you've got to fill this time void quickly just to ratchet up the intensity level again like you had it before you're ready for it and before you really know what you want to do.
Tom Daschle has ruled out two lifelong dreams, being a farmer or a commercial pilot. Instead, he may have to settle for another run at the U.S. Senate. Can't imagine it would ever happen, he says, but there's always that possibility. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Pictures and highlights from Tom Daschle's Senate career are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.